Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Grills Gone Wild. This is Brilliant Ideas. And his trusty sidekick, who I got to figure out how to get him online here with us, he's calling in on Skype, and we're going to give this a shot. Try this again, Crispy. Here we go. You're live on the air, I think. Good evening, Crispy.
Hello?
Oh, there he is, on Skype.
Yes, I have the microphone turned down. My phone's been acting really, really screwy these last 2 days.
Well. You are definitely on Skype. I can hear the feedback the good old Skype is giving us. But good evening. What's going on in Florida?
Not much. I ate too much pizza and chicken wings. I ate way too much.
Well, I've been dealing with computer problems all day long and wasn't even sure we're going to have the show tonight because, how do I say this? So I don't mention names. I was on the phone for 2 hours today, somewhere in India or Pakistan with my computer company, which the name of the company rhymes with smell and hell, but if that gives you any ideas. And
yeah,
it was very, 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 very interesting. And we've got new systems hooked up here that are supposed to increase speed and not have a shutdown, but my God, it was like I needed an interpreter to get this done today, but we made it after 2 hours on the phone.
That's a long time for customer service on the phone. That's a long
Thank you, sir, for calling in. How may I help you? I'm like, oh boy.
Like, awesome. This is going to be a great, who knows how long. Yeah. What can you do, man?
So what's your status over there? I see on Facebook you're out there rolling down the road on your bicycle, making calls on different locations, trying to find yourself some employment. Any luck so far?
Nah, I've had three interviews this week? I didn't get any calls today. I think it's because maybe it's a 3-day weekend. There didn't seem to be a whole lot of listings posted today. So, you know what? I went out for half a day poking around town, popping wheelies, you know, showing off for the chicks, walking their little dogs and whatnot. And I'm like, you know, it's a 3-day weekend. I'm going home early today.
Well, you know what you're supposed to do on a 3-day weekend, don't you? You're supposed to drink your high roller vodka.
That's right. Stay in a crazy drunken vodka stupor.
Yes, please do. The whole weekend.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yes, please do check out highrollerspirits.com. They are our sponsor. Good Lord. Got a frog in my throat. This
get it up. Get it out. Big swing of high roller and get it out.
Anyway, check out our sponsor. We appreciate all they have done for us. And, Kelly, I think they've been on with us now for, believe it or not, almost 3 months.
That's crazy. It just seems like yesterday.
It does seem like yesterday. And I just remember something I forgot to do. I'm supposed to read our legalities here.
So here
we go. All opinions, comments, and representations made by our host, that's us, and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes only. And that is what we hope we do, is entertain you. Okay, so
that's
got
right.
That legal stuff out of the way. And speaking of Minty Door, Stu.
Yes, Minty Door.
Have you had any more Minty Door, Stu?
I guess you saw my post for dinner last night.
Yes, I did.
Beef stew and thick-cut French fries.
Hey, there you go.
It wasn't that bad. I don't eat too horrible.
Well, I actually had last night pork steaks with the barbecue boozer, cranberry sauce, vodka cranberry sauce, and corn on the cob and cauliflower. What else did I have? And zucchini. And then tonight I was having leftovers, so I'm not eating so bad over here either.
Nice, nice. I really love the cranberry vodka sauce that you have created, spent years in the dungeons, recipe,
yeah.
Spices.
Working in the bat cave. I gotta get it bottled, labeled, and out in the stores, and that's been the difficult part. But we're getting there, little by little, slowly, we're getting there. Well, we've got a guest tonight. People are tired of hearing us babble along anyway, and the guest is coming on with us. His name is Steve Hill. He's a singer, I guess songwriter too. And Steve's been trying. We've been trying to hook up for the last. Oh, golly, the last couple of months trying to get him on our show, and it's been one thing after another with scheduling, et cetera. And, Steve, welcome to the show. If I hit the buttons right, you should be on here with us. If I hit the buttons right. Steve, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate you coming on. I know we've been playing tag back and forth, trying to get things lined up, and it scared me there for a second when I hit the button. I don't know if you've heard any of our shows, but last week we had a total disaster where every time we would try to bring a guest in, they would not be there or they'd be under delay. So welcome to the show, and we're going to try to keep you on the phone here as long as the system holds up. And tell us a little bit about Steve Hill and what you do and how you got into the singing song business.
Well, I've been playing music off and on for a great deal of time now. I am a singer-songwriter, but I also play piano, guitar, drums, and bass, and write all my own music and have my own publishing company, which publishes my own music and everything. And I got hooked up with y'all from Synchronicity PR. Manny does a great job over there.
Right.
And I was just interested to talk to you guys. I love the idea of the grilling and the cooking and the music. You know, it's brilliant, you know, because I cook a lot, and every time I cook, I put music on.
Well, there you go. So, actually, so do we. I don't know if you know our slogan. basically, we started this show as to be a food show, and then on Friday nights we decided we were tired of talking about food all the time on Saturday, so Friday nights we started the show to bring talent, singers, songwriters onto the show, and our slogan is, if you can boil a hot dog, you can be on our show. So if you have the capability of boiling a hot dog, you're welcome anytime.
Well, I am from New Orleans, so I can do a lot more than boil a hot dog.
All right. So you got any specialties that you do?
Oh, I've been cooking for a long time. Italian, Creole. One of my favorite dishes that I do is a barbecued shrimp, because we have very, very, very tasty shrimp down here in Louisiana.
Oh yeah. Shrimp on the barbie, right?
No. A barbecue shrimp we call down here, and I'll give you a quick recipe on it. What I do is I get large shrimp, because you can't get small shrimp, you know, it's like, you know, you call them shrimp.
Right.
And, but I get a baking dish and preheat the oven to 350, a couple of sticks of butter, melt them, pour in like about a 3/4 cup of white wine, some garlic, lemon, and cayenne pepper to taste, and a couple of bay leaves, and then you let that melt all together and meld together and marry together, and then you put your shrimp in, unpeeled, of course. I usually use about 10 to the pound count shrimp, which are some pretty large shrimp.
Yeah, that's some big shrimp there.
And
I don't know if we lost Christy. Christy, are you taking this all down? You're quiet. Are you writing the recipe down?
It's because I'm writing everything down like a good should be.
Well, of course you have to have some chopped garlic in there also.
Okay.
And I couldn't give you the ratios right now because I always cook to taste. You know, I've been cooking for so long that I don't follow the recipes anymore.
Right.
You know, I've gotten it down to a science. But
you take all this and are you sautéing it in a pan first? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, no. You do it in a baking dish in the oven at 350.
Okay.
And then after all that's all melted together, you add your shrimp in, and it's a really easy recipe, and you put your shrimp in whole, unpeeled, and you cook those for about 15 minutes, and then you turn them over for another 10 minutes, and then you turn your oven off and let it rest, and it comes out, and you serve that with some French bread to
all
dip
right
in the butter sauce and peel the shrimp, and it's absolutely delicious.
That's quite tasty.
Actually, it probably beats that minty door stew you've been eating, Crispy.
Right. And
watch the cayenne pepper because it can come back on you.
Well, Steve, what we're going to do is, since you're a singer, songwriter, and a shrimp cooker, we're going to play some of your music. And the first one I'm going to play, I have to say, is an interesting song. I think it's one of your older songs, the Mr. Spacely song.
Dear Mr. Spacely, yes.
Yeah.
If people have heard of the Jetsons, this is
right.
My take on the Jetsons and the modern world. I believe I was writing, you know, we were supposed to have all these airplane cars and everything by now.
Right.
Which we don't know, which is a good thing, because people can't drive on the road safely. Imagine if we were all in the air.
Well, dear Mr. Spacely, I will play the song and we'll come back and chat some more. Everybody hang tight. This is Steve Hill and his song, Dear Mr. Spacely.
I breathe.
Mr. Spacely. Cool song. That's actually sort of like, what's that? What was that old, was it Devo? Is that what they were called? That kind of reminds me of.
Kind of, sort of. It sort of reminds me of, too, Devo, Space, Rocket from the Crypt.
Exactly. Hmm. So what were you drinking when you did that one, Steve?
I wasn't drinking anything. I think I might have drank something after I wrote it.
All I'll go say is Rut-Row George.
Yeah, Rut-Row George is about it, you know. It's a song about, it was a cartoon, and it was like, I thought, you know, this is like they were showing, you know, a perfect world where everything was, you know, perfect in a world, and it's not, you know. So
right. That's true. So where do you play most? Are you still there at home, or do you travel around with your music?
Well, I haven't been performing much lately. I'm working on a new album, and it's going to be, I promise, going to be better than this first one. And but the thing is about this album is, it's the way I write songs, you know, ideas just come to me, and I put them down. I have my own 16-track digital studio in the house, so if I have an idea, I get to run to the studio and put it down right away, you
okay.
know, before I lose track of mind of what I want to do. But I think that's kind of a comical song, maybe people might not want to get it, and that's, I'm sorry about the there. So I promised myself I wouldn't say that.
That's all right. So do you have, now your first CD, it was, where did people find that? Do you have a website, or do you find it on Amazon or places like that?
You can find it on Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby.
Just go to Steve Hill and CD Baby and just punch in the search engine, and it'll take them to your CD?
Yeah, I would punch in Steve Hill, Any Color You Choose is the name of the album.
Okay.
Color being spelled C-O-L-O-U-R.
Okay.
And if you just punch that in, it should bring you to all the websites that distribute and download the album.
All right. Well, let's play another one of your songs. That's what we're here for. I'm going to go with the song Part of the World.
Okay.
Is there a background story on that song?
Well, Part of the World is a song about realizing that everybody's lining up and buying things, and it has two different messages in it, you know, that we shouldn't destroy the planet, but we don't own the planet, and you can't take it with you.
No, you know? I've never seen a U-Haul behind a hearse.
No. and so it's like, you know one of the lines in one of the major lines in the song is, come on, line up for a part of the world. You better get your trip together for a part of the world. And the only trip we have is through this life.
Right.
And when you're gone, you're gone, and everything you bought stays here.
Yeah, it does stay here and piles up into somebody else's storage shed, I think. All right, I'll play the song, Part of the World, and we'll come back and chat a few minutes. Here we go. This is Steve Hill, Part of the World.
Taking and the raping all our human nature. Tell me what is left you and me. I'm safe.
Classify. What would you classify yourself, music-wise?
Well, I'd say I'm very diverse in my music. You know, I've had there I go with the you know again. I apologize, audience. I grew up with a lot of different music background, and I'd say that music is kind of a cross between. I don't know. Very syncopated. I'd say maybe some Todd Rundgren and King Crimson combined.
What were you, Christy? What were you saying? Because your Skype is cutting out.
Is it awesome?
Yeah. Awesome.
No, that song was kind of funky. I like that song. Part of the World. Do 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 do. I can't sing really well.
You gotta get stripped together, you know. But don't pack too much luggage because you can't take it with you.
Well, like I said, they ain't no Hearst with the U-Haul behind it. Let's play another one. Oh, by the way, too, you see your second CD is coming out. When are you planning on coming out with that?
It'll probably be within the next month.
Okay.
I haven't come up with a title for it yet. I'm still, I have one more song that I'm trying to get the vocal in the sweet spot for, you know.
Right.
You know. No, you know. It's like it's a habit. I can't.
I got a great name. Great name for your CD. Call it You Know.
Yeah. I was thinking about calling it That's All You Get.
There you go.
All right. Let's play another one. We're going to go with Be With Me. This is a little bit different type of music and the sound to it. And this is Steve Hill and his song Be With Me.
That you'll be that you'll be with me.
Was that you tearing up the guitar in that song?
Oh, I'm playing guitar on all these songs.
Excellent. I like that song. What do you think, Crispy?
Oh, I like that song too, man. The guitar sounds super crazy awesome.
And that sounded more like had a little bit of a bluesy sound to it.
Well, actually, I played the guitar, the drums, and all the keyboard arrangement on that song, and all the vocals, the lead and backing vocals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's
most
you,
of the
that's
songs
you, that's
you're listening
like,
to, you know, all the songs we've listened to so far, all the guitar parts and the back vocals have been me, lead and back vocals have been me.
Huh. It's like a one-man band.
Well, I don't want to put it in that terms.
The magic of the mixing it up on the soundboard, right?
Well, you need a little help from your friends, you know.
So what are your plans are? You're coming out with your new CD in about a month. And does the Synchronicity group, Mandy, does she have any big plans for you as far as going out and traveling the world and singing?
Well, travel right now is a little tough for me because, you know, doing the mortgage thing on the house and everything. You know, I have a regular day job because music
okay.
does pay all the bills, you know. The venues are closing up. You know, the internet, and there I go with the you know again, and my wife just handed me a thing and said, don't say you know.
Tell her you know. You know you're not supposed to say you know.
Even though that song was written for her. And, you know, that's, you know, a love song. There you go, you know again.
There you go, you know.
I'm going to have to go see, you know.
Hey, don't worry about it because Crispy always says, interesting.
Or awesome.
Or awesome.
Awesome, yeah. I have to think I have to go get the you know surgically removed at this point.
Well, Steve, we appreciate you coming on our show and sharing some of your music and sharing your shrimp recipe with us. And keep us posted when you come out with your new CD. I'm in contact with Mandy quite a bit, so we'll keep in touch. And when you come out with your new songs, maybe we can have you back on, and you can share some more recipes, maybe something another fancy dish with us when you come on next time.
I have some really great recipes that are really easy to cook.
Well, save them for your next CD, and when you come on, we'll share some more on the next show.
Well, I appreciate your time, gentlemen, and I appreciate you having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much. You take care, and I'm going to play one of your songs at the end of our show here to close out today. And thanks again for coming on, and we'll see you again maybe in a couple months.
Sounds great to me.
All right.
I'd love to be on again. Great ideas from you guys. Brilliant.
All right, well, brilliant ideas. There you go. Well, thanks a lot. And there you go. That was Steve Hill. Got some interesting sounding music there, Crispy. The kind of the Devo type of sound, and then also more of a bluesy sound. I like it.
He's got like a lot of the spectrums. I mean, he's obviously not doing hip hop or gangster rap, but I like that Mr. Spacely song. I liked all of his songs.
Yeah, great stuff.
I'm gonna have to go check out his Facebook to see if he's got any other songs posted on there. See what's going on. Yeah.
We got another show tomorrow morning, and I don't even have it set up yet on the website because I had computer problems with the smell computer people.
Yeah.
So I gotta scramble and get everything set up. But tomorrow morning at 8:30 West Coast time, 11:30 East Coast time, we have Carrie Ingalls coming on. And Carrie's a busy lady. I don't know if you know Carrie, you're friends with her on Facebook, but she sent me her bio, and I got tired just reading the bio. So she's into all kinds of food blogs and writing cookbooks and amazing. I mean, I don't think she ever sleeps. And then we've got the Infusion crew coming on.
Yes.
And, well, unfortunately, we only got one of the crew. I was just told that Scott's got a more important thing to take care of tomorrow than be on our show. So we're going to have one.
He called me earlier. I guess he tried calling you probably when you were on the phone with the smell people.
Yes. So we do have his better half coming on. I don't know what she's going to talk about. I have a feeling it has something to do with wine. And what's that famous word? Sommelier?
I think tomorrow's lesson will be lesson number 2 for Crispy. How to say sommelier.
Sommelier. Believe it. Guess what? Believe it or not. Remember Andre Carr?
Yes.
Andre's coming on tomorrow morning, and he's coming on last guest, and he's going to be bringing his special religious. I call him the Holy Roller, singing songs, but. He's coming on finally. Poor guy. We've been playing tag. The one day he doesn't call in, got mixed up on the schedule. Next time, I think our phone system shut down. So he's going to be our singing guest tomorrow afternoon. I mean, tomorrow afternoon. It'll be afternoon for you tomorrow morning. So we got to line up.
We're going to need some Jesus after all the Holy Roller vodka. I mean, High Roller vodka.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, wow.
And we also have, we're going to be giving away a mug tomorrow, too. We're going to ask questions tomorrow on the show, give away a free coffee mug. I got all the coffee mugs sent out this week, so everybody should be getting their mugs. And your buddy who called last week, he needs to send me his address there, Crispy, so I can send him one of our free coffee mugs.
Yes, I got to send him a text. I totally forgot to do that earlier, but I'll do that probably in the morning before the show.
Yeah, so those of you who are listening, make sure you listen to our show because you could have a chance to win a free coffee mug. It's a beautiful ceramic mug.
Coffee mug. Free.
And on that note, I guess we're about out of time, believe it or not. This thing goes flying by on Fridays. And we also want to mention, too, we have two new sponsors coming on. Starting, I guess, next week, if we get our act together, we'll have Don Pablo Cigars coming on as a sponsor, and also Albuquerque Seasonings, and both great companies, and we'll be sharing more information about them when the they join us, I guess, next week as sponsors. So anybody out there listening, if you want to check us out on Facebook, we have a Facebook page, it's Green Ideas Radio. Also find me, Green Ideas, and you can find Christopher Trimble. And don't forget, too, to check out Crispy's website, ChristopherTrimble.com, if you need voiceovers, any commercial ad work, anything like that. Or, I don't know, you probably mow the grass now, won't you, if they contact you?
Yeah, pretty much. We're also on Twitter under Brilliant Idea Radio. Apparently the S was too long, or I drank too much High Roller Vodka. And we're also on Tumblr as well. Follow the blog and the shows there, and the Facebook page, and us, and me, Triple I High Roller. I think we covered everything.
Yeah, I think we got it all covered. So what we're going to do is close out the show with Steve Hill's song. The last one I have on the list here is called Sugar Cane. Everybody tune in tomorrow morning and check us out on our regular Saturday morning show. And, Chris, do you have anything else you want to add before I hit the button and say goodbye?
No, I ate too much pizza. That's about it. I feel like I weigh 5,000 pounds and my belt's falling apart. But other than that, no. Just
no,
kidding.
All right.
Tomorrow's action-packed Saturday morning show. Oh, yeah.
Well, say good night, Crispy.
Good night, Crispy.
All right, thank you.